Blog Talk Radio.
Matthew chapter 10 verse 19,
Young Lion, Brother Makai, what it say?
Brother Matthew, chapter 10, verse 19. Verse 19 reads, but when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak.
Mm-hmm. So he said, the Holy Ghost will give you in that very same hour what you're supposed to speak. The Holy Ghost. The righteous spirit, the new word they got for the righteous spirit is called the Holy Ghost. All right, good enough. The Holy Ghost is going to get you straight. We'll find out. What do Luke 12:12 say there, young lion? Luke chapter 12, verse 12. What they got going on there?
In the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what you shall say, what you ought to say.
Mm-hmm. What you ought to say, huh? The Holy Ghost will do that. Uh-huh. That's how they say. But we know that the Holy Ghost is polluted for the righteous spirit. But like I said, again, we will entertain, because our job is to right the wrong, but you got to know that it's been wrong, but we got to see, can we find out, how do you catch wrong? Let's see, and who's supposed to detect wrong? Brother Titus, let's take a look and see who's supposed to catch wrong. Let's look at 1 Peter 4, verse 17. 1 Peter, Brother Titus, what does it say that we can read in 1 Peter 4:17?
Book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 17 reads, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the temple of Yahweh. And if the first began at us, what should the end be of them that obey not the covenant of Yahweh?
Mm-hmm. He says the judgment starts at the temple of Yahweh. So the judgment starts with leadership. Leadership has to make it a Bible decision on whatever it is. Leadership must do so. What's the next verse say there, young lion? What do the next verse say?
Verse 18. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where should the unyakwali in the sinner appear?
He said the righteous is going to scarcely make it. He said they're going to scarcely make it there, young lion. So, and that's the responsibility of leadership, knowing that you got to make the right decision according to thus says Yahweh. Let's run to Sirach chapter 5. Brother Titus, we're going to Sirach chapter 5. And we'll look at verse 4 down to verse 7, verse 10, and verse 12. Let's see what we read here. Sirach, chapter 5, 4 down to verse 7, 10, and 12.
Sirach, the book of Sirach, chapter 5, verse 4 to verse 4 to 7. Get down to verse 10 and verse 12. Sirach, chapter 5, verse 4 reads, Say not, I have sinned. And what harm hath happened unto me? Yahweh is long suffering. He will in no wise let you go. Verse 5. Concerning propitiation, be not without fear to add sin unto sin. Verse 6. And say not, his mercy is great. He will be testified for the multitude of my sins. For mercy and wrath come from him. And his indignation resting upon sin. Verse 7 reads, make no charity turn to Yahweh, and put off from day to day. For suddenly, should the wrath of Yahweh come forth, and your security, you should be destroyed, and perish in the day of vengeance. Let's down verse 10. Be steadfast in your understanding, and let your word verse 12. If you have understanding, ask your neighbor. If not, then your hand.
Can you tell me?
So he's making a profound statement there, young lion, about some things. He's saying that, and so happened this went toward leadership. Leadership have to make sure they're making the right decision according to the scripture. And you can't put it off, because if you put off making a Bible decision, it can cost leadership. It can cost you, especially when you're in leadership. Leadership have to lead. They cannot follow, because that's out of the will of Yahuwah in leadership. They must lead. If they don't lead, they're out of the will of Yahuwah. So what you just got to read now, young lion, and whichever one can get to me first. Brother Micaiah or young lion or even the mother. I want to look at that verse saying, once you in leadership, much is given to you in that position. So this ain't, it ain't something that you can say, you raise your hand up. So once you in leadership, it's a verse that's written there. We're going to play like we don't know about it. Let's see where the young lions come up with it. See, when you're in leadership, can anybody tell me what is required of leadership there that we can read or the young lions? And if they take the time with it, Mother E, you might as well go ahead and bring the verse out. So what can we read when you're in leadership of the requirement of it that we can read? What you got, young lions? Come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 48. For he that knew not did commit things worthy of strife to be beaten with you strife.
Back up to 47. Hey, hold on there, young man. Back up to 47. Back up to 46. Back up to 46. Take your time and back up to 46.
Chapter 12, verse 46 reads, y'all call his servants will come in and a day when he look not for him. That's an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will apportion him his portion with the unbelievers. Verse 47. And that servant which knew his Yahweh's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, should be beaten with many stripes. Verse 48. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes should be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given of him should be much required. And to whom man hath committed much of him, they will add some more.
Yeah, and they add some more, huh? Brother Titus, let's go to Leviticus chapter 10 and let's see, much is given, much is required. Let's look at it, Leviticus 10 verse 6 there, Brother Titus. We're looking at Leviticus 10 verse 6. See, in leadership, it's much is given in leadership, and much is required. And then leadership, I'll tell you what, put a little bit more on me. Now, Moses, something jumped off in leadership in Moses' days. Let's see how it came out that we can read in 10 verse 6. Now, they knew his will. And he said, the one that knew his will, if they slip, they will be beaten with many stripes. So now we're going to go to Leviticus chapter 10, verse 5. And as we're going to read down to 11 there, Brother Titus. Let's see what we can read out of Leviticus chapter 10, verse 5 down to verse 11. What did it say?
Book of Leviticus of the Heavenly Tablets, the first five books of Moses, Leviticus chapter 10, verse 5 reads, so they went near and carried them in their coats out of the camp, as Moses had said. Verse 6, and Moses said unto Aaron, unto Eleazar, and unto Ithamar, his son, uncover not your head, neither rent your clothes, lest you die. And let wrath come upon all the people, but let your brethren and the whole nation, family of Israel, bewail the burning which Yahweh had kindled. Verse 7, and ye should not go out from the door of the temple of the congregation of Israel, lest you die. For the anointed oil of Yahweh is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses. Verse 8, and Yahweh spake unto Aaron, saying, verse 9, do not drink wine, nor strong drink, you nor your sons, with you, when you go into the temple of the congregation of Israel, lest you die. It should be a statute forever throughout your generation. Verse 10, and that you may put a difference between the righteous and the unrighteous, between the unclean and the clean. Verse 11. And that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which Yahweh has spoken unto them by the hand of Moses.
Mm-hmm. Why do Aaron have to make all these check marks there, young lion? Maybe we read verse 7 again. Why is Aaron got to make all these check marks that Moses brought to the table? Why so? Verse 7.
Leviticus chapter 10, verse 7. You should not go out from the door of the temple of the congregation of Israel, lest you die. For the anointing oil of Yahweh is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses.
Mm-hmm. And verse 9. But once you get anointed in verse 9, give me the last two lines in verse number 9. So once the anointed oil is on leadership, what is said in the last two lines of verse 9?
Leviticus chapter 10, verse 9 reads, it should be a statute forever throughout your generation.
Is that? So leadership have to make the right decision according to thus says Yahweh. Leadership must make the right decision according to thus says Yahweh. So in second book of Maccabees there, young lion, Brother Micaiah, look and see what it says in second Maccabees chapter 6. We're going to look at an example. We're gonna pick it around by verse 17. Sometimes, you know, leadership get enticed, but leadership have to make a decision according to what is written in his book.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2 Maccabees there, Brother Micaiah, let's look at verse 6:17 and see what it say. Remember, leadership has a anointing oil on them. Much is given in leadership. Much is required. And hold that point. Brother Titus, give me 1 Maccabees 10 verse 9. Let's see what it says in 10 verse 9.
Okay, 1 Maccabees chapter
yes,
10
sir.
Verse 9.
10 verse 9.
Okay, 1 Maccabees chapter 10. Verse 9, 1 Maccabees chapter 10, verse 9. Whereupon they of the tower delivered their hostage unto Jonathan, and he delivered them unto their priests.
Mm-hmm. Well, if again, I'm missing my hit in there, young line. I'm looking for where it says in that First Maccabees chapter, that's 9 verse 10. You read there, young line?
No, that was 10 verse 9. Oh, 9 verse 10? Okay, yeah. Okay,
yeah, so make, young line, make it First Maccabees chapter 9 verse 10. What that say?
First Maccabees chapter 9 verse 10. Then Judah said, Yahweh forbid that I should do this thing and flee away from them. If our time be come, let us die manfully of our brethren, and let us not stain our honor.
Oh. See, leadership cannot get a stain in their armor, especially when the anointed oil on leadership. They have to make a Bible decision. They got to make a Bible decision. Give me one more. Give me Sirach 33:22 there. Brother Titus, Sirach 33:22. Then we'll get a case of point by. We'll get a case of point. Yeah. Sirach 33, verse 22.
The book of Sirach, chapter 33, verse 22, reads, in all your works, keep to yourself the preeminence. Be not
stained
in your honor.
He said, and leadership always keep prohibitive. That word means always make sure that leadership leads. They don't follow. That's what he's saying. When you're in leadership, you must always lead, not to follow, not in leadership. Now, read that again, because I like the way that, matter of fact, bag up a little bit. Let's walk into that, because it's making a final statement. See, when we read that verse over there saying, much is given, much is required. See, in leadership, you got to make a Bible decision on wherever the move it got to be. It got to be based upon the Bible, especially when you in leadership. Leadership must lead. So bag up. We in Sirach 33. Take it to verse 19. Let's walk into this there. Let's walk into it down to verse 22. I think I see something in there a little bit. Then we'll get a case in point by Brother Micaiah about leadership. Sirach 33. Pick it to verse, make it 17 down to verse 22. Brother Titus, 17 to 22, you on the clock. Come on.
Sirach chapter 33, verse 17 and 22. Sirach 33, verse 17. Consider that I labor not for myself only, but for them that seek learning. Verse 18. Hear you, O ye great men.
Hold that point right there. See, we are the six anointed camps. We come on this thing. See, we're not doing it just to put no pat on the back. We know Yahweh got a calling on this ministry, and we have to lead by example, and that's what gets those here up and clap on the six anointed camps to understand this thing. Two, it ain't about just hearing our voice. It's a message we're trying to get out. So we're trying to do his will to get us from Matthew 25:21. And remove all James 5:20s from us. They say if you're able to get a sinner to at least peek this direction, then whatever faults that you have, you can hide it, a multitude of faults. So you want all the tickets in your back pocket when you stand before the Almighty. So this is what we hearing right now out of Sirach 33, verse 17. Take your time and walk that down one more time there, young lion. Brother Titus, let's pick up again at 33, verse 17, what it say?
Sirach, chapter 33, verse 17. Consider that I labor not for myself only, but for them, but for all them that seek learning. Verse 18. You, O you great man of the people, and listen with your ears, you rulers of the congregation of Israel. verse 19. Get not your son and wife, your brother and friend, power over you while you live. And get not your goods to another, lest it repent you, and you entreat for the same again. Verse 20. As long as you live and have breath in you, get not yourself over to any. Verse 21. For better it is that your children succeed to you than that you should stand to their courtesy. Verse 22. In all your works, keep to yourself the preeminence. Leave not a stain in your honor.
That's good talk. Give me a little bit more on that. So, hold on, man. Let me get in there. So he's talking of leadership, the great men of a congregation. He said, long as you live, long as you got breath in your body, the decision is supposed to be on leadership to make the calling. As long as you got breath in your body, leadership is supposed to lead, according to thus says Yahweh. Now the member of the spirit is given to the seal to let them know, and he's going to take it to the elders. Let them know one thing. As long as you got breath in your body, you don't give nobody no power over you. Is your mama, your daddy, your better half, your kids. Don't do it as long as you live. That's what he's saying, to put it in writing, and all one going to bring this out. It's the six anointed camps. He said, again, I want to hear that verse again. Back up to verse 21, because we got to be clear that this right here applies. And we have to apply this to make sure we in the right ruling, because one thing we do know, one thing we do know in 2 Corinthians 4:18. Hey, Mother E, what do we know that we can read in 2 Corinthians 4:18. Mother E.
Okay. Okay. 2 Corinthians 4:18.
Yes, ma'am. What do it say?
2 Corinthians 4:18. Corinthians 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Mm-hmm. So, Mother E, what is Paul is trying to tell the Israelites? That the thing that we look at, whatever it is, I don't care. Pretty car. Woo wee, look at that pretty car. Pretty better have. Woo wee. Whatever you're looking at is what kind of way, Mother?
The thing that we're looking at is things is not eternal.
Well, it's temporary. So what we what we see out of our eyes is only temporary. It's not eternal. Mm-hmm. See, what we shoot for is eternal, not what we see temporarily. So we have to be clear that we have to make sure in 2 Corinthians 5:17, that mother, we have to make sure we have no stain in our armor. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 fit us real good, like a good garment, a good royal blue garment with fringes on it. We got to make sure we got us some 2 Corinthians 5:17. What did I say that Mother E, that we can read in 2 Corinthians 5:17?
2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Yahweh the Son, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new.
That's something. So all things is passed away. The way I was, the way I used to be, that's passed away. The decisions I made the Bible support when I'm on, especially in leadership. Old things has passed away. I know how to work this out. Old things has passed away. We got to be clear about that. When you a new creature in the Almighty, old things has passed away. The way I once made decisions, I don't make them no more like that. I make a decision according to leadership of my position. That's how I make my, because everything we know is temporarily. And what's going to stand is the word of Yahuwah. So, back to Brother Titus, where it says in the 33rd chapter, pick it back up at verse 20 and read down the verse. Let's keep reading until we get our point. Because wherever this message is for, we got to make sure we're clear to understand one thing. The Spirit of Yahuwah will, in that very same hour, give you what he wants you to have. It's up to whoever that needs to understand this thing is to make adjustment according to the scripture. So now we're going to back up and look at verse 19. In Sirach 33, pick up verse 19. Just keep reading until we get our point there. Brother Titus, you on the clock. Come on.
The book of Sirach, chapter 33, verse 19. Read. Give not your son and wife, your brother and friend, power over you while you live it, and give not your goods to another, lest they reproach you, and you entreat for the same again. Verse 20. As long as you live it and have breath in you, give not yourself over to any. Verse 21. For better it is that your children should speak to you than that you should stand to their courtesy. Verse 22. In all your work, keep to yourself the preeminence. Leave not a stain in your honor.
Okay,
verse 23.
That's the end of that?
Yeah,
give me some more. I need some more. Give me a little bit more.
Verse 23.
Oh, 22. Read verse 19 one more again there, young lion.
Sirach 33, verse 19, read, give not your son and wife, your brother and friend, power over you while you live it. And give not your goods to another, lest it repent you, and you retreat for the same.
Mm-hmm. So as long as you in leadership, you got to make sure when you got the anointed oil on you, you got to make sure the decision you making is leadership. Because one thing about it, if, hold that point there, young lion, Micaiah, hold that point. Because, Ms. Fisher, before you go there, I want you to go and read something that's in 1 Corinthians. I want you to read something in 1 Corinthians. We're talking about leadership right now. Now, in leadership, Brother Micaiah, in the 14th chapter of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 14, it's a profound statement is made. So we're talking leadership. And what we want to do is find out something on the way of finding out something. It says, Corinthians chapter 14. Let's see what we can read in verse number 7. Let's see what we can read in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 7. So we're pointing at leadership. Let's see what it says in 14, verse 7. 1 Corinthians,
the book of the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, in even things without life, giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sounds, how shall it be known what is pipe or harp?
Go ahead.
Verse 8. For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? Verse 9.
You hear what he's saying? So what he's talking about is the leadership. If leadership do something that when somebody's looking at you and the Bible don't support it, you can confuse those that you over, because if you give if you give, read that verse 8 again and 14, verse 8.
Verse 8, the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 8 reads, "For if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle?"
Right. So if a trumpet give, if a person give a, do something that the Bible don't support, and somebody peep that, they don't know what to expect out of you, because they know you're not going to make a Bible decision. I'm talking to the six anointed count. You got to make a Bible decision. Now, when you make a Bible decision, then they can say, well, decision that anointed leadership made out of six anointed count, we can read. But if you do something and you end up getting somebody preeminent over you, then that's a sound that we don't understand. They say, wait a minute. In leadership, you're supposed to make a Bible decision, especially when you got the anointed oil on you. Six anointed camps, you got to make a Bible decision. And this is the way it is. If you make a decision and the Bible don't support it, that's a sound that someone might say, I don't understand that sound. That's why you cannot get no stain in your armor in leadership. Always make sure you're making a decision according to what the Bible's saying. And then, you know, so whoever in the six anointed camps is for, you take it with, according to what's written. Now, a man was way up in age, and he was on the clock. See, Yahweh was saying, you ain't going to leave out here without being tested. So now we go on and see a man that got tested in leadership. And we're going to see exactly what he did, Brother Micaiah, in 2 Maccabees 6. Now we can go to 17. Let's find out. Now, this man was in leadership. He was way up in age, and he was in a leadership position. Now, he could have bailed out, and let's see what happened when he was in leadership, and what did he say? 2 Maccabees 6. Pick it, verse 17. Let's read a little bit. Come on.
Book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 17. 17 reads, "But let this that we have spoken be for a warning unto us. And now will we come to the declaring of the matter in few words." Verse 18. Eleazar, one of the principal scribes, an aged man and of a well-favored counsel, was constrained to open his mouth and to eat swine's flesh. Verse 19. But he, choosing rather to die gloriously than to live stained with such an abomination, did it forth and came of his own according to the torment. Verse 20. As it behooved them to come that are resolute to stand out against such things as are not lawful for love of life to be tasted. 21. But they that had the charge of that wicked feast, for the old acquaintance they had with the man, taking him aside, besought him to bring flesh of his own provision, such as was lawful for him to use, and make as if he did eat of the flesh taken from the sacrifice commanded by the king. Verse 22, that in so doing he might be delivered from death, and for the old friendship with them find favor. Verse 23. but he began to consider discreetly. And as became his age and the excellency of his ancient years and the honor of his gray hair, whereunto he was come in his most honest education from a child, or rather the righteous Torah instruction, first five books of the Bible, made and given by Yahuwah. Therefore he answered accordingly and willed them straightway to send him to the grave. Verse 24. For it becometh not our age, said he, in any wise to disassemble, whereby many young persons might think that Eleazar, being 90 years old, were now gone to a strange religion. Verse 25. And so they, through my hypocrisy and desire to live a little time and a moment longer, should be deceived by me, and I get a stain in my old age and make it abominable. Verse 26. For though for the present time I shall be delivered from the punishment of men, yet should I not escape the hand of the Almighty Yahuwah, neither alive nor dead. Verse 27. Wherefore now, manfully changing this life, I will show myself such an one as mine age requires. Verse 28. And leave a notable example to such as be young to die willingly, courageously, for the honorable and righteous Torah instruction. And when he had said these words, immediately he went to the torment. Verse 29. They that led him, changing the good will, they bear him a little before into hatred, because the foresaid speeches proceeded, as they thought, from a desperate mind. Verse 30. But when he was ready to die with strife, he groaned and said, it is manifest unto Yahuwah that hath the righteous knowledge, that whereas I might have been delivered from death, I now endure sore pain in body by being beaten, but in soul am well content to suffer these things, because I fear him, Yahuwah. Verse 31. And thus this man died, leaving his death for an example of a noble courage. In a memorial of virtue, not only unto young men, but unto all his nation.
So you see, in the leadership role, you have to make the right decision, because those that look upon leadership, they got to make sure they sound lines up with the Bible. Because you can be in leadership, and if your sound don't line up with the Bible, you be at an aisle suspect on you. Because like I said again, in leadership we teach this Bible, and we have to lead by example. And let's run to the regular book. Remember we read over there in that First Peter that 4:19-20. He said, judgment always starts at leadership. They get the first opportunity in Yahuwah. I'm going inside their head, because you cannot teach this unless you live this. Because you'll get a stain in your armor if you don't line up with what you're teaching, and to come back on you. Now, Brother Micaiah, in the regular book of Ecclesiastes, what it says in the 8th chapter, verse 11, down to verse 13. The regular book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8, verse 11 down to 13.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8, verse 11 down to 13. Verse 11 reads, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Therefore, the mind of the sons of man is fully set in them to do evil. Verse 12. Though a sinner do evil 100 times, his days be prolonged. Yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear Yahuwah, which fear before him. Verse 13. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he fears not before Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. So, a case in point, there are young line brother Kaya. In Matthew 23, 1, 2, 3, then pick up verse 5, we'll get our point. Then we see our elder is just about ready to give his address this national audience coming up shortly. And we're going to bring our elder in shortly to address this national audience about who and what this ball is all about. But in Matthew 23, Yahuwah, he reminded, Yahuwah the Son, he reminded some statements. And what he says in the 23rd chapter, 1, 2, and 3, then skip down to verse 5. Let's read a little bit. What does it say there, Brother Micaiah?
The book of Matthew, chapter 23. We want verses 1 down to 3, and we want verse 5. Verse 1 reads, Then spake Yahuwah the Son to the multitude and to his followers. Verse 2, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Verse 3. All, therefore, whatsoever they bid you, observe. That observe and do. But do not you after their works. For they say and do not. Verse 5. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make bribes their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments.
Verse 5.
Verse 5
verse
reads,
five.
But all of this, say that again.
Verse 5. Go ahead.
Verse 5 reads, but all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments.
What?
Verse 6. And love the uppermost rooms at feet, and the chief seats in the temples. Verse 7.
And greetings
in the market, and to be called of men, teacher. Verse 8.
That's good. So they love the spotlight, but the works of the duty of that spotlight, they have a problem with that. But they love to be in the spotlight. They love to tell you what to do, but they ain't gonna do it. So Yahuwah said, be aware of them anointed ones in leadership. They'll say something, and knowing they ain't going to do nothing, but they'll say something, but they're not going to do nothing. So they say, you got to watch that leadership right there. So, Mother E, let's see what it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Mother E. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1, and then we'll skip down to verse 20, down to verse 22. Let's see what we can read. Because one thing about it, if you want Yahuwah to intervene, you have to make sure you do not have a 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1, turn it down to verse 22. Because it's time for a ministry. You know, I can tell you the name of the ministry anyway. He brought over to his life. Step to the plate and let's get it on, because that's why he's sitting there watching. He said, listen, he said, y'all ready to get it on? He said, I've been ready to get it on. But I ain't making no move until I know that the city is made in leadership. The Bible supports it. He said, when the Bible supports it here, that's when you got the double coming. Double going to be, it's going to come all directions once the order is applied in the six anointed camps on one accord. So Mother E, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1, then skip down to verse 20, down to verse 22, you on the clock, come on.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1. But of the time and the season of brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. Verse 20. Despise not prophecy. Verse 21. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Verse 22. Abstain from all appearance of evil.
Read that verse again, Mother. And call that verse out again.
Verse 22.
Well, read verse 21, make it sound good. Read verse 21, make it sound good.
Oh, okay. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. Despise not prophesying.
What do you mean by that? He said, despise not when it's time to make a decision. Make sure the decision you're making is the Bible supports. And that's in the prophecy. So make sure what you're getting ready to do, you can read it. Make sure what you're getting ready to do, you can read it.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Make sure you just don't make a decision, you know, based upon temporarily. Make sure the decision you make, you can read it. That's the game changer right there. This I'm getting ready to make. Guess what? I can read it. I can read what I'm getting ready to do. And that's the game changer right there. Now read verse 22, Mother.
Verse 22. Abstain from all appearance of evil.
Especially in leadership, six anointed camps. Especially in leadership. Abstain from all appearance of a trumpet is making a sound that the one that's looking don't understand, because that sound, I can't read it. Make sure the decision you make, the Bible supports it. Now, Brother Micaiah, back up again to Second Maccabees 6. I'll look at verse 19, 21, and 23. And
okay,
25. We're going back to 2 Maccabees chapter 6. And we're looking at verse 19, 21, 23, and 25. What does that say that we can read?
Okay, going back to 2 Maccabees. We want chapter 6. We want verse 19, 21, 23 and 25.
Yes, sir.
But he, choosing rather to die graciously than to live stained with such an abomination, bit his fork and came of his own accord to the torment. Verse 21. But they that had the charge of that wicked thief, for the old acquaintance they had with the man, taking him aside, besought him to bring flesh of his own provision, such as was lawful for him to use, and make as if he did eat of the flesh taken from the sacrifice commanded by the king. verse 23. But he began to consider discreetly, and as became his age, and the excellency of his ancient years, and the honor of his gray hair, whereunto he was come in his most honest education from a child, or rather the holy law, the Torah instruction, made and given by Yahweh. Therefore, he answered accordingly and willed them straightway to send him to the grave. Verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
So they, and verse 25, and so they, through my hypocrisy and desire to live a little time and a moment longer, should be deceived by me, and I get a stain to my
mm-hmm.
old age, and make it a
now, now, what, now, now, what do you mean by that? Yeah, what do you mean by I want to kind of hold on a little bit longer. Sometimes when that pleasure get in the way, and for pleasure's sake, we'll turn a deaf ear on something just for the pleasure to continue, but you just
mm-hmm.
got to stand in your armor, because if you got to have pleasure by crossing Yahweh out, that pleasure is going to be more than, it's going to be less than temporary. So don't let
mm-hmm.
pleasure get you off of what Yahweh got written, because pleasure is only temporary. And
mm-hmm.
let no one, especially got the anointed oil of the six anointed camp, verse 21, what is it saying, verse 21 again?
The book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 21 reads, but they that had the charge of that wicked feast, for the old acquaintance they had with the man, taking him aside, he sought him to bring him of his own provision, such as was lawful for him to do.
Well, hold on, that young line. What did that wicked leadership do for him? What did they do? That what's the key words they did in verse 21? Let's see who got the key. But Titus, anybody want to jump in, Moses, whatever. What's the key word that we just read that the wicked would do to you? They'll do what? That we can read, verse 21. What's the key word there?
Taking him aside and besought him.
Excellent. So that's what they'll do. They'll take
mm-hmm.
you to the side,
mm-hmm.
and they'll get in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to watch that when somebody
mm-hmm.
takes you to the side
mm-hmm.
and tell you something contrary to what you read. So that's what happens. They'll take you to the side, and they'll whisper
mm-hmm.
in your ear. But what they just told you, it ain't no scripture to back it up. It must be something that they have enticed you with to be able to take you to the side and make you ignore what this Bible's saying. But Titus, we're going to the 18th chapter of Deuteronomy. And we're going to look at verse number 15, Brother Titus. We're going to Deuteronomy chapter 18, pick up verse 15. Now, one thing about Yahweh, he makes a lot of statements. But he makes statements sometimes that you got to go back at it and take a peep at what's going on. And he'll dictate your lesson to you. So we're going, Brother Titus, we're going to Deuteronomy chapter 18, and we'll pick up verse 15 down to verse 19. Let's see what it says. Brother Titus, Deuteronomy chapter 18, 15 down to 19. You're on the clock. Come on.
The fifth book of the heavenly tithes of the Torah instructions, the book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 18, verse 15 down to 19. Yahweh, your Yahweh, will raise up unto you a seer from the midst of you, of your brethren, like unto me, unto him, you submit. Verse 16. Because all that is the desires of Yahweh, your Yahweh, in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, stand. May he not hear again the voice of Yahweh, my Yahweh, neither let me see his great fire anymore, that I die not. Verse 17, and Yahweh said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. Verse 2, I will raise them up in fear from among my brothers, like unto me, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. Verse 19, and it shall come to pass that whosoever will not listen to my words, repeat to speak in my name, I require it of him.
Read verse 19 again.
Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 19, read. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not listen unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him.
That's a big talk right there. He says, it shall come to pass that whosoever of the children of Israel that will not hearken unto my word, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Now, we got to run that down a little bit there, young line. We got to run that down. Let's see exactly. But he made a final statement. He said, now the key will be the one that speak in my name. And if you don't pay him no never mind, what I'm going to do, I will require it of you. Now let's go to Daniel chapter 6, chapter 9 now, Brother Titus. We're going to Daniel chapter 9. So Yahweh got order, and order must be applied according to the book. Every decision has to be made according to the Bible. If you want Yahweh to intervene, make sure the decision you're making, especially in leadership, the Bible supports it. Make sure you get it right on from Yahweh. And he'll make it plain. His word. Mother E, what he said about his word that we can read in St. John 8:32. Hey, Mother E, what he said about his word in St. John 8:32, Mother E, what he say?
Book of St. John, chapter 8, verse 32. St. John. St. John, chapter 8, verse 32. And they shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free.
Once you know the truth. Yeah, go ahead, Mother.
You just want 32? Okay. 33.
Just
they answer him.
No, just 32. Hold on, Mother. Just 32. I just want to hit at a verse again, verse 32. One more time, Mother.
Oh, okay. St. John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
And what is the truth, Mother, in 17:17? St. John, what is the truth, Mother?
Okay.
We don't know the truth. What is the truth? In 17, verse 17, what's the truth that we supposed to know?
St. John, chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them through thy word. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Is the truth.
So, what is the truth, Mother?
The word. Thy word.
Oh, yeah?
Thy white word is the truth.
So when we read St. John 14, verse 6, and who is the word? And who is the word, Mother? In St. John 14, verse 6. So now, who is the word? How about
St. John?
Let's see what it says that we can read in St. John 14, verse 6.
Okay. St. John chapter 14, verse 6. St. John chapter 14, verse 6 reads, "That why the Son said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."
Mm-hmm. So he say he the truth and he the light and mother. And what else did he say, mother, that we can read in St. John chapter 1? A mother he. What else did he say that we can read? So we try to paint the picture that you know he the truth, he the light and all that. But what else did he say that he is that we can read in Matthew chapter 1? Just read the way you see it. I want to look at verse 1. Just read the way you see it. We ain't going to wrestle with it. We're not going to wrestle with it. We're going to look at St. John 1 and 14. We're going to look at St. John 1 and 14. What does it say we can read, mother, in St. John 1 and 14?
The book of St. John, chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 14. St. John, chapter 1, verse 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahweh, and the Word was Yahweh." Okay, verse 14.
Good. Hold that point. So in the beginning, this word was with the Father, and the word was with Yahweh. Okay, good. But I ain't worried about all that, but I want to go to verse 14, and I'm not trying to make no meal out of this, but I want to bring out 14. What do 14 say? What about this word?
Verse 14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us."
Stop right there. So this Word came into a body that was with the Father. This Word came into the body. This Word. Now, let's run to the 19th chapter of Revelation, mother. Now, we're going to find out who is this Word. We're going to the 19th chapter of Revelation, figure of verse 11. Let's find out a little bit more about this Word that was made flesh. We're going to the 19th chapter, figure of verse number 11. And we'll read down until we get our point. Revelation 19. Speak with verse 11 there, mother.
Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sitteth upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he do judge and make war. Verse 12. His eyes was as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
And he was clothed with a vessel dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of Yahweh. Verse 14.
Oh, hold up on, right there. Hold on, right there. So his name is who? What is his name?
His name is called
the Word of Yahweh. That's what he is. So now, in St. John 5:43, who are we talking about, mother? In St. John 5:43. St. John 5:43, who's he talking about? He says his name is the Word of Yahweh. What did he say out of his own mouth in St. John 5:43?
St. John chapter 5, verse 43. Mm-hmm. St. John chapter 5, verse 43 reads. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me now.
Okay.
If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive.
Okay, good. So the word of Yahweh the Father is who? Yahweh the Son. Good. So we found out something that this, if we paint the picture, we can put it all together because we got a problem on what to believe. We found out there's a prophecy was talking about something. And Brother Titus, we're coming back to the 9th chapter of Daniel, and we're going to see and get a little more information. So we heard that it was to come someone, and he said, if you don't listen to this someone, he's going to require it of you. But I want to read, but he said, but the one that's going to be talking, he will be talking into in the name of the Father. Now, in Daniel chapter 9, Brother Titus, let's see what we can read in verse number 6. Daniel chapter 9, verse number 6. Brother Titus, what does it say that we can read, 9, verse 6?
The book of Daniel is here. Chapter 9, verse 6 reads, you didn't have we listen unto your servant to see it, which spake in the name of our King, our first, and our Father, and to all the people of the land.
Mm-hmm. That's the chapter down. But something I'm kind of confused on there, Brother Titus. When we read in the 18th chapter, I believe that was fulfilled. Let's go back to this, to Daniel. I mean, kind of confused a little bit. In the 18th chapter, verse number 15 and 19, can you read that again to old Seal? Deuteronomy, chapter 18. Verse 10 and 19. Can you help the old seer out there, young lion? But what it said we can read in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15 and 19. What it say?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verse 15 and verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15 reads, Yahweh, your Yahweh, will raise up unto you a seer from the midst of you, of your brethren. Like unto me, unto him, you shall hearken. Verse 19. Then you come to pass, whosoever would not hearken, listen to my words, which he should speak in my name, I will require it of him.
I'm kind of confused. I need to know more about that, young man. Let's try to ask. Chapter 3. Go to Acts chapter 3 on that. I'm kind of confused, young lad. I'm trying to paint the picture very plain. And I want to paint the picture very plain. In Acts chapter 3, pick up verse 20 down to verse 22. What does it say?
Acts chapter 3, verse 20 and 22. Acts chapter 3, verse 20. Read. And ye should think, Yahweh the Son, which before was taught unto you. Verse 21. Whom the heaven must receive to the time of restitution of all things, which Yahweh has spoken by the mouth of all his righteous tears since the world began. Verse 22. For Moses truly said unto the Father, a seer to Yahweh, your Yahweh raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him you should hear in all things whatsoever he should say unto you.
So Moses was talking about the one that the Father gonna receive coming to heaven, and but I'm kind of confused about this right here. I need to paint a little more picture on this right here. Let's run to 145 of St. John. See, this is how you paint the picture. Young Lions, six anointed camps. You have to be able to paint this picture, saying it's called ranking order. And once you understand the order of things, then you be able to look back and say, wait a minute. Well, I just heard that's not in order. Because everything was done in order. But I'm going to go back to 145. I'm going to go to St. John 145 and see what the eyewitness said about that right there in 145. Then I'm going to raise up a seer among, and you'll come out the brethren. I mean, you're going to come out the brethren, and we know if we really dig hard about it, we'll find out that it's the tribe of Yada Judah. But I want to go and hear this conversation that's going on in 144. It's a conversation going on in 144. I want to find out something about this conversation. Yeah, I know I said 45. I want to back up one verse. I want to hear something. 144. And we're going to read down to verse number 47 and 49. I want to hear something there, young line. But Titus, we're going to St. John chapter 1, verse 44 down to verse 47 and 49.
Book of Righteous Beloved John, chapter 1, verse 44 to 47 to 49. John chapter 1, verse 44 reads, "Now Philip was of the Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Verse 45, Philip finding Nathanael and said to him, 'We have found the hip of whom Moses in the Torah instructed, and did right, thou father son of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.' 46, and Nathanael said unto him, 'Come there, any good thing come out of Nazareth?' Philip said unto him, 'Come and see.' Verse 47, my son saw Nathanael coming up to him and said unto him, 'Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom no doubt.' Verse 49. Nathanael answered and said to him, 'Master, you are the son of Yahweh the Father. You are the king of Israel.'"
Oh, so what we read over there in Deuteronomy chapter 18, that was talking about the coming of who? Okay, good. So then, we clear about that, how you break that down. We better clear how you break that down. Now, let's see, can we find out what did he say? Now, we clear about that. But what he says in 14 verse 12, but Titus. So we clear how to break that down. But something he said in 14 verse 12 out of his own mouth. So it was the coming of him coming out of Deuteronomy chapter 18. And then we read some of it in Daniel, some good stuff in Daniel. But then all of a sudden he's going to talk out of his own mouth. And he's going to say something in 14 verse 12 and 13. And what did he say in St. John chapter 14 verse 12 and 13?
Okay. St. John, write your beloved John, chapter 14, verse 12 and 13. John chapter 14, verse 12 reads, Truly, truly, I say to you, he that believes on me, the work that I do, shall he do also. And greater work than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Verse 13. And whosoever you should ask in my name, that will I do, and that the Father may be honored in Yahweh the Son.
Oh, he said, but we understand he said he fulfillment of that prophecy coming in that 18th chapter. But he dropped a bombshell, said, okay, but now I have completed my mission. I'm gone. So now he said, now after I disappear, it will be a he to take it the rest of the direction. So that's what he said. It will be a he to take it the rest of the direction. So he letting you know. And in 14 verse 12, although he fulfilled the 18th chapter, but he also said his mission is not completed because he got to come on the scene. And he going to watch the he, and I wonder who that he going to be watching. He be watching the he, and every generation he going to be watching a he, and we need to have more information about this he. What will be the signs of the he to be doing? Let's see what the signs of the he going to be doing in Malachi, by Titus. Now, this is the sign of the he. This is how you watch leadership on the page of the book. This is how you watch and see who's the he in the fourth chapter. Let's see what signs that we look for from the mouth of the seer to watch the he. Let's see what the he will be doing. Let's see what we can read in Malachi. Chapter 4. We need a sign. Like I keep saying, you got to watch everything from the pages of the book. What would he be doing that we can read in verse 6, or verse 6?
The book of Malachi, the seer,
Malachi,
chapter 4, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
And he should turn the mind of the father to the children, and the minds of the children to their father, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
Mm-hmm. So the one, the he, what would the he be doing again, young man? So you got to watch everything in the pages of the book. What would the he will be doing in verse 6?
Malachi chapter 4, verse 6 reads, and he should turn the mind of the father to the children and the minds of the children to their father.
And what happened next?
Lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
Okay, good. So that was the he gonna be doing. He gonna be setting things in order. Now let's go back to the book of we're going to Joel. Joel. Let's run to Joel for a minute. So you got to see, remember, what I'm telling you, you got to watch everything Six Anointed counts on the page of the book. You got to watch whatever been anointed, whatever position they're in, Mother E, what it says in 12:18 and 12:18 that we can read in the book of Corinthians 12:18. Mother E, what can we read in 12:18?
Corinthians.
Yeah. First Corinthians 12:18.
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18. But now had Yahweh said, as Yahweh set the members every one of them in the body as it had pleased him.
Mm-hmm. So Yahweh said, dang, that's good. So Yahweh set everybody the way it pleased him. Remember we read, much is given, much required. Some have to do a little bit more than others. Because he know who all shoulders can stand, what got to be done. Say clear, what got to be done, some can stand a little bit more. Now, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
We're going to look at something that we can read in Joel chapter 1. And tell me what it said that we can read in 1, 2, and 3. Joel chapter 1, 1, 2, and 3. Help me out there, young man. Brother Titus?
Yes, sir.
Joel 1, 1 down to verse 3.
Yes, sir. The book of Joel, the seer, chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Joel chapter 1, verse 1. The word of Yahweh that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Verse 2 reads, hear this, you old man, and give ear to all you inhabitants of the land. Had this been in your days or even the days of your father. Verse 3. Tell your children of it, and let your children tell their children and their children another generation.
Mm-hmm. So you say you supposed to pass this down. He said, now, you're telling the seer what he got to do. He got to go find the old men, the young men, and start passing some good stuff down. Is that what he's saying? He got to, some stuff got to be passed down. So he said that what he going to be doing, he's going to be showing you how to pass some things down and look at things unfold itself. He's going to be watching some things because the son said he's going back and sit on the right hand of the father. But he's going to have to be putting things in order. But he's got to make sure when he put things in order, the Bible supports it. The Bible supports it. So now, the seer has that responsibility. So we go on to the second. Now, let's stay in that first chapter. And we're going to find out what else he got to do. Skip down to verse number 13. Let's read a little bit more. Now, he's talking to the word of Yahweh. That means the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost came to Joel the seer. Now, he's talking with him. And what he says, 13 and 14.
Yes, sir. The book of Joel the seer, chapter 1, verse 13 and verse 14. Joel chapter 1, verse 13 reads, gird yourself and lament, you priests, howl, you ministers of the altar. Come, lie all night in sackcloth, you ministers of my Yahweh, for the meat offering and the drink offering is withholding from the temple of your Yahweh. Verse 14.
Hold on, that young line. What did he tell him to do in verse 13? This is real good. What did he tell him to do?
Verse 13. Gird yourself and lament, you priest. Howl, you minister of the altar. Come, lie all night in sackcloth, you minister of my Yahweh, for the meat offering and the drink offering is withholding from the temple of your Yahweh.
What does
the seer
say leadership
got to
do in verse 13?
Gird yourself. Lay, you priest. Howl, you ministers of the altar. Come. Lie all night in sackcloth. You ministers of my Yahweh. For the meat offering and the drink offering is withholding from the temple of your Yahweh.
He told him to do it. How long? How long he told him to do it?
All night.
So he told leadership. He's looking at leadership. thing right here is hard and heavy. So he said, I'm requiring the leadership to make sure. What again? And verse 13.
All night.
Yeah. You hear what he's saying? So the, so he's saying leadership. Let me tell you something. He said, you have to lead by example. And what he said, read 13 one more time.
Well, chapter 1, verse 13. Gird yourself and made it. You preach. Wow. Ministers of the altar, huh? Lie all night in sackcloth.
So, the Sabbath day is what time? What time is the Sabbath day?
When the sun go down.
Can I hear me out? Sabbath day when the sun go down on Friday until when?
Sun go down on
Saturday.
That's whose Sabbath day is that?
That's Yahweh's Sabbath, our Sabbath day.
And he told leadership to do what again?
Lie all night.
Lie all night.
Lie all night.
That what he told leadership to do?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All night.
Okay. So that what he told leadership to do. Now, the seer's job was to, and the seer cannot be at Matthew 23 where he'll say something that he won't do it. See, that's how you watch everybody in leadership on the page of the book. You watch them all, see, all the way you're going to teach this, you got all the way you can teach this, you got to live it. He said, now, leadership, he said, and it starts with the seer. And the minister told the seer, you go tell the leadership to do what in verse 13?
Lie all night.
All night.
And all night means what time is that?
When the sun goes
down
on
Friday.
Sundown
Saturday.
Sundown Friday. Sundown on Saturday.
So that, remember we read in 2 and 3, he was telling the followers of Yahweh, look here. You see that leadership over there? They'll tell you about what this and what that is, but they don't make no move. But they don't make no move. They'll call a hand, but they don't play the hand. And leadership will always be the first one in and the last one to leave. Whatever going on in hand, we'll be ready in the middle of it, especially in the leadership. Because you know why? Let's find out why. Let's go back to Leviticus chapter 10. Let me show you something. Fixing on the camp, this is real good. And Leviticus chapter 10, let me show you why. Leviticus 10, what it says in the verse number 6. What it says in 6.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 10, verse 6, read, and Moses said unto Aaron, and unto Eleazar, and unto Ithamar, his son, uncover not your head, neither break your clothes, lest she die. Let wrath come upon all the people, and let your brethren, and the whole nation, family of Israel, beware of the burden but
Yahweh
have
kindled. Yahweh kindled. Verse 7.
And again.
Verse 7.
From the door of the temple of the congregation of Israel, lest you die, for the anointed oil of Yahweh is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses.
You see that? So when you recognize that when the anointing oil on you, that's how you got to roll. Read the last three lines in verse 9.
Verse 9. This should be a statute forever throughout your generation.
Mm-hmm. Now read verse 10 and 11. Make it plain in verse 10 and 11. Listen good.
Leviticus chapter 10, verse 10 and 11. And that ye may put a difference between the clean and the unclean. I mean, between the righteous and the unrighteous. And between the unclean and the clean.
You got 10 and 11?
Oh, yeah, verse 11. That you may teach the children of Israel all the things that Yahweh has spoken unto them by the hand of Moses.
Mm-hmm. So he said, now you have to make a difference between clean and unclean. And he said, the leadership got to do what again in verse 11?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11. That you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which Yahweh has spoken unto them by the hand of Moses. Mm-hmm.
You remember reading in Matthew 23, he said, now you watch the ones in leadership here, they're, he said, followers of Yahweh. He said, they'll call a good game, but they ain't going to do a good game. They ain't going to put their head in nothing. They're going to call a hand, and all they want to do is stir around with their fringes on, and when it's time to get down, when we look for them, there'll be no way around. He said, observe what they say now, because you got to do what they say. That don't do nothing after they what they works, because they works gonna get them cut off by being in leadership. But don't mess around, and cause they putting out what Brother Titus they putting out look what they doing, Brother Titus. They putting out in 1 Corinthians something, and 1 Corinthians 14. When the congregation of children of Israel look at them, they look straight at him, especially the ones in leadership that looks at him in the 14th chapter, and they see something in the 14th chapter that we can read of 1 Corinthians. What we need, what can we read in verse number 7 and 8.
Verse
7. What do they see? What do they see in leadership 14, 7 and 8?
First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 7 and 8. First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 7. The evil things without light, given sign, whether pipe or harp, except they give it distinction and sound. How should we know what is pipe or harp? Verse 8, but if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who should prepare himself to the battle?
Mm-hmm. What do you say? So if leadership give an uncertain sound and not leading and following, you can confuse somebody.
That's right.
So you got to make sure you don't let nobody, especially the section on the camp, let nobody pull you to the side and tell you something contrary to his book. I don't care how hot a plane they might take. Look here, I feel pretty good right now. You better make your move now, and all of a sudden you make your move now knowing the time and forgot what was said in Joel 1:13. Give me that verse again there. One more time, 1:13, and Brother Micaiah, have me 1 Timothy 4:12-14, waiting on me. What it say we can read again in 1:13? Oh, yeah, I feel pretty good right now. You better make your move. But then all of a sudden, the seer was told by the minister of spirit about leadership is 1:13. What it say? Joel 1:13?
The book of Joel, the Sith, chapter 1, verse 13. Gird yourself to name it, ye priests, how, ye ministers of the altar, come, lie all night in sackcloth, ye ministers.
Hallelujah, bro. So he tell the leadership, first one in, last one to leave. Doubt his name.
Right,
first Timothy, by Titus, I mean, Brother Micaiah, 1 Timothy chapter 4, 12 through 14, what it say?
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter, the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 12 down to 14, verse 12 reads, let no man despise your youth, but be you an example of the believer in the word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Verse 13, till I come, give attendance to reason, to exhortation, to teaching. Verse 14, neglect not the gift that is in you, which was given you by prophecy, with the laying on the hand of the perspiry.
That's big talk. That's good. Big old talk with that. Read verse 12 and 13 again.
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 12 and verse 13. Verse 12 reads, let no man despise your youth, but be you an example of the believer in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Verse 13. Can I come? Attendance to read, to exhortation, to teach.
So he says, make sure you have me right until I come. Leadership, make sure you have me right. And, you know, like I even tell my kids, you know, that, you know, I want to do such a thing after years. I said, what time you going to do all this right here? Well, it's around about such time. I said, okay, well, I don't care what's going on. I cannot get a stain in my arm. I can't teach this unless I live this. I can't teach this unless I live this, my child. See, I have to be able to teach this. I have to live this. I cannot get a stain in my armor on no circumstances. So whatever it is, I don't care how hot or trot it is, the steer got to make sure he's hands-on in the beginning and hands-on when it's all ended. Because he made up a final statement that he got to lead by example. And that same thing was told by the steer to tell leadership that got the anointing oil on him. You have to lead by example. Don't put out a strange sound because you might confuse somebody. Because when you're teaching this book, you want people to believe you in this book, but they'll believe you only when they see example of your works. And what it say, hey, Mother E, what it say about them works in 2:13 of Romans? What it say we can read, Mother E? Romans 2:13, what it say about them works?
Okay. The book of Romans, chapter 2, verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Romans, chapter 2, verse 13. But not the hearers of the Torah instruction, the first five books of Moses, are just before Yahweh, but the doers of the Torah instruction shall be justified.
So who gonna be justified, Mother?
The doers of the Torah instruction.
Oh, not the one just hear it, but who gonna get the justification and be who gonna get it again, Mother?
The doers.
So what's the precept on that? How about James 2:14?
Yeah.
How about going to James 2:14 there, Mother? Let's read a little bit. Let's run to James 2:14, get the precept. Now, James, we know from last night's lesson, he was clear that he's a brother of Yahweh the Son. So he had many days growing up with his brother. So he got plenty to write about. And what he said, Mother, we can read in 2:14 down. We'll keep reading until we get our point. We're going to James 2:14, and we'll read a little bit until we get our point.
The book of James, chapter 2, verse 14. What do it profit, my brother, though a man say he has the faith and have not the works, can faith save him? Verse 15. If his brother or sister be naked and destitute of the daily food. 16. And one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be you warned and fear notwithstanding. You give them not those things which are needful to be body, what to it profit. Verse 17.
Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being alone. Verse 18. Yea, a man may say, but I have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thus believe that there is one Yahweh, thus do as well. The devil also believes and trembles.
Mm-hmm. 20.
But we are thus know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead.
Uh-huh. Verse 22.
You want to skip to 22? Verse 22.
Yes, ma'am. 22.
Verse 22. See thou how faith was broke. How faith broke with you. With his work, and thy work was faith made perfect.
And what? Sum it all up in verse 26, there, Mo. Sum it all up. What you're saying? You're making a profound statement, but sum it all up, because we're gonna bring in Brother Micaiah at that Galatians chapter 3, verse 1 and 23. We're gonna sum it all up, Mo. So what are you trying to tell us, old national audience, Mother? What are you trying to tell us in verse 26?
Verse 26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
So faith without works is what, Mother?
Dead. And the body
it's
without
dead.
The spirit.
So otherwise, what are you trying to tell? Somebody have to go to extra. When we started the lesson off in that Mark, much is given, much is required. We got to understand that. But faith without works is dead. Now, we want to find out what are you talking about, because Brother Micaiah, give me Yahweh the Son's brother first in 1:3 of Jude. Now, you made a profound statement, and we want to take a peep at that while we own it. And Jude 1, verse 3, can you have those say out in Jude 1, verse 3 there, Brother Micaiah? Get those say out of it. Now, Jude, that's really Judah. That's the brother of Yahweh. Yeah, a brother named Judah. That was his brother name. See, they tricked us again by that name is Judah. But we call him Jude for this national audience. But look what it says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 1 and 23.
The book of, you say Galatians 2, chapter 1, verse 3.
Yes, sir.
Verse 3 reads, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the covenant which was once delivered unto the saints.
Yeah, but read where you see it, because I'm going somewhere to bring out a point there, young man. I want to you put it down, and I want to stick with the subject matter, because I'm going somewhere, and I'm gonna pull a rabbit out of the hat on something. So kind of read that again and leave it the way you read it for the national audience. Come on.
Okay, the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints.
So he says, you got to contend for this faith that was once delivered to the saints. So this thing was once delivered to the saints. And now in 119, verse 48, what saints was it delivered to that we can read? This thing was delivered to the saints, that, Brother Mackay. He said his faith was delivered to the saints. Who is these saints that we can read in 148:14, the book called Psalms?
To the book of Psalms, chapter 148, verse 14. Book of Psalms, chapter 148, verse 14 reads, He also exhorts the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise you, Yahweh.
He said, even, and even means indeed, the children of Israel. So his faith was delivered to the children of Israel. This faith was delivered to the children of Israel. That's what he's saying. This faith was delivered to the children of Israel. That's what he just said. This faith. Now, this faith was delivered to the children of Israel. Now come back again to Galatians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2 and 3 one more time. I gotta get a little bit more out of this. Galatians chapter 3, verse 1 and 23.
The book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 1 and 23. Verse 1 reads, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Yahweh the Son hath seen evidently set forth, crucified among you. Verse 23. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith, which should afterwards be revealed.
Now that big talk now, you know, it gonna take some tall business to get you by this one right here. That big talk with them. He said again, what do you say in verse 23?
The book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 23 reads, But before faith came, we were kept under the law, set up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed.
And that faith is to be revealed until the faith comes. What is he talking about? Found out that faith is 10:17. But Titus, Romans, we found out that faith is 10:17, but we did drop the bombshell way back in the lesson, and we won't know how much of the six anointed count catch to that. Now, we dropped some tidbits way back, and so we will we was you know they say that you stay, you know, you got people that might be thinking, you be thinking about 3 months and they be thinking about 30 years, 50 years, 100 years up the road. See, you got some that be laying some things out. They be laying something way up the road, but we'll see where your attention span will be at. And we'll see who see what was already been said. Six and on the camp, you hear that? Don't see us shooting at you. Y'all, you listening? So what you reading now? What you reading? Come on, Brother Titus. Give it at 10:17.
Yes, sir. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahuwah.
And faith come by hearing who?
By the word of Yahuwah.
Oh. Brother Micaiah, now we're going back to Hebrews chapter 7. Make it chapter 10. We're going to Hebrews chapter 10. There. We're still talking about this faith. And now, he said his faith is coming, right? Did we read a word called the faith is coming?
Hallelujah.
Did we read that?
Hallelujah.
All right, 10 verse 7.
And over to the book of Hebrews.
It's in Hebrews 10:7.
All right. All right, the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. And over to verse 7. Verse 7 reads, then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do your will, O Yahuwah.
The Father. So we found out that this faith was coming, and now we found out he said, I come. He said, it's written of me in the volume of the book that the one that was to come, he said, I come. That's what he say. So now we're going to back up to Psalms chapter 40, Brother Micaiah. We're going to Psalms chapter 40. And we're going to look at Psalm chapter 40 there. Brother Micaiah, he said, I come in the volume of the book. Let's look at 40, verse number 7 and 8.
Okay. Go to the book of Psalms, chapter 40. Read 1, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 reads, then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. Verse 8, I delight to do your will, O my Yahuwah. Yes, your law is within my mind.
Mm-hmm. So he come to do the will of Yahuwah the Father. I come, and I'm in the volume, and I'm the one that's in the volume in the book. I'm the one that's going to come and fulfill that. He said, I'm going to come. But it got another word on me that we just got through reading. It's called, what again, Brother Titus in 10:17 again, you got another word. You got another word on him. And I
okay,
want to, who are the fixing on the camps and give me what is he saying? You got another word on him. And what word is that we can read in Romans 10:17?
The book of Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing by the word of Yahuwah.
So does faith come by hearing? But you got to hear what? What again, Brother Titus?
By the word of Yahuwah.
Oh, yeah? You got to hear by the word of Yahuwah. Now, Brother Titus, I'm going to put you in the young lion. What can we read? What we've already read already. What can we read about the subject matter we're talking about right now? What can we read to sort of paint the picture on the subject matter we're talking about right now? What can we read? I ain't gonna say no more of that, but is there anything we can read to help tie in the subject matter we're saying now? We went a couple places to talk about this thing. So, do anyone you young know where we go to that we can read? Hey, Mother E, I made that statement for a reason, Mother. In the book of Judges, the 7th chapter, Mother. Hey, Mother E, in Judges chapter 7, statement was made in Judges chapter 7, Mother.
Judges chapter 7.
A statement was made that we can read. And what it say in verse 4?
Book of Judges, chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. The book of Judges.
All I need is half of it, Mother. And Judges chapter 7, verse 4, all I need is half of it. Then maybe just by 4 lines. What do four lines say that I need? First 4 lines.
And the young one, okay, Judges chapter 7, verse 4. And the Yahweh said unto you, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee. There.
Good. What did Yahweh say he was going to do, Mother?
You're going to try them.
He's
going to
do what, Mother?
And I will try them for thee there.
Right. So, you know, that's instruction for you got to try them there. And we asked a question to them, them young lions, we asked a question to. And we waiting to hear some answers. So now which one are you going to step out there bold and give old Phil some answers on what we were talking about? And we ain't giving you no hint. But he says, faith come by hearing, and we find out they got to hear the word. And who is this word that they got to hear? Who gonna help me out? That young lion. We read in two places.
I got
seen which one of the young lions gonna give those and make those seals get happy? You on the clock? Come on.
Book of Revelation.
Chapter 19.
Okay. What you gonna bring out, Brother Titus, in Revelation 19? What you gonna bring out?
Verse 11 down to verse 13.
Go ahead and paint the picture for us here. Go ahead and paint the picture, and then break down what you just got to read when you get to reading it. Okay, go ahead.
Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 reads, "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him was called Faithful and True, and Righteousness Judge and make war."
Wait a minute. What was he called again?
Faithful and true and righteousness.
Well, no. Hold on, young man. What was he called again? Take your time. What was he called again?
Faithful.
He's called what?
Faithful.
Hold that point. Brother Micaiah, come on back to Galatians 3:23. We just painting the picture a little bit. Come on back to Galatians 3:23. He was called.
Going back
he was called faithful, huh? Yeah. Galatians 3:23.
Okay, going back over to Galatians chapter 3, verse 23. 23
read. Yeah.
But before
what?
But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterward be revealed.
Also, it came. We was kept up under the law. So faith came. Then we was kept up under the law. Back up to St. John chapter 1:17. Brother Micaiah.
Mm-hmm.
What did it say?
Okay, going to St. John, chapter 1. We're going to pick it up at verse 17. Going to St. John, chapter 1, verse 17, read. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Yahweh the Son.
And grace. And two came by who?
By Yahweh the Son.
And in Revelation, and in Revelation there, Brother Micaiah, can you still see up in Revelation about this grace and truth, faith came, and What can we read about this right here? I need something in end times prophecy about it. So, you know, if I need something in end times prophecy about this right here about the 14th chapter. I need something to help whet my beak and 12 chapters. What I need is a verse. I need a verse that kind of helped me out with that one. And I'm kind of struggling there. You know, it's a verse I need in Revelation pertaining to this same faith. I'm kind of struggling myself right now. Can anybody help me out on this? I'm looking for this faith. It's in something that was said in Revelation. Now, I'm going to be quiet and see which one of y'all will help me out. Help those see out.
She said faith or grace?
Yes. Well.
She said faith.
Well, I'll tell you what. I just tell you. Let's go to 14:12 because I heard a lot of talk. I just want somebody to jump right on it. Like the eagle. You know how the eagle just swooped down on something? I want to be jumping swooped down on it. I just want you to just give me 14:12. Just flat out just give it to me. Now read me 14:12. Flat out just give it to me. 14:12. What does it say?
The book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse 12.
Yes, sir.
The book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse 12. Verse 12 reads.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the patience.
What?
Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that.
And we already and we clear who these saints. So these saints is the children of Israel. So we clear about who these saints are. Talking about the children of Israel. So he says, here's the patience of the children of Israel. What about the children of Israel?
The book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse 12. Verse 12 reads. Here is the patience of the children of Israel. Here are they that keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh in the faith of Yahweh the Son.
In the faith of who?
Yahweh the Son.
That's right.
So when we were reading, well, here, and Galatians 3:2-3, that faith to come was who? Who is that?
Yahuwah to come.
Oh, that faith was Yahuwah the Son. Ain't that something? So when we read in Galatians, it was the faith. Because, see, they'll jump down in Galatians and they'll tie y'all up by reading some verses. We'll take care of Wednesday. We'll take care of, but I won't take care of this right here. I won't take care of this right here. We'll take care of the other part of Wednesday. So now we found this faith. But something about this faith coming. Now we know this faith is Yahuwah the Son. Now, who read that again in St. John 1:17? Who read that again?
Brother Mackay.
Who was reading that? Okay, what did he say?
Brother Mackay. Book of St. John.
Okay, what did he say?
Chapter 1, verse 17.
Yes.
17 reads.
Yeah, what did he say? What?
For the law was given by
Moses. Read where you see it. Yeah.
For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Yahuwah the Son.
Oh, so grace and truth came by Yahuwah the Son. Okay, good. All right. Brother Micaiah, now come on back to this. We read now, Brother Titus, did you finish that? Did you paint the picture real good, Brother Titus, in that 19th chapter? Did you paint it real good? Did you get all the way down to your verses that you wanted? Huh?
I wanted to read all the way to about verse 13. I'm still at verse 11 of Revelation chapter 19.
Okay, come on. Yeah. Come on down. Come on down. Take it on down to verse 13. Because now we're painting pictures now for the... and the seer trying to peep and see, is we just Cherokee, no, are we really in painting pictures? The 19th chapter, 11 down to verse 13 again there, Brother Micaiah. I mean, Brother Titus.
The book of Revelation, end time prophecy, chapter 19, verse 11 to 13. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness, he do judge and make sure. Verse 12, his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Verse 13, and he was clothed with a garment dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of Yahuwah.
And his name is, see, you know that, now a lot of big camps have jumped there. And say, see there, he had a name that is written that no man knew, see. And they say, well, so they'll stop it there and jack up the best of you. But he just told you what his name was. And what name was that?
Word of Yahuwah.
And what name was that? See, this is they're going to jump y'all, I'm trying to tell you. They're going to jump y'all right here. See, nobody know his name. He didn't know his name himself. See? But they'll stop there and jack you up. But you got to let them, let's read a little bit more before you close that issue. Because he said his name was written well. What did he say his name was written it again, young lion? I'm 13.
Revelation chapter 19, verse 12.
Verse 13.
Verse 13. Revelation chapter 19, verse 13. He was clothed with a garment dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of Yahuwah.
Now, see, this is where the camp's gonna dump you right there in 12 that no man knew. But they gave the tidbit, his garment was dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of Yahuwah the Father. That was his name. Remember we read in St. John 5:43, come in his Father's name? But they dropped a word that Brother Micaiah got no problem looking at 119, verse 4, and 104. Brother Micaiah, and we're going to bring Mother V in and get a little address to national audience after this. But we got the game changer by understanding what's written in 119, verse 4, and 104. So what's the game changer we can read to Brother Micaiah?
The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 4 and 104. Verse 4 reads, "You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently." Verse 104. "Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way."
Uh-huh. So we gotta have a match, a mother. Hey, Mother E, we got to have a match like what it says in Job 11, verse 6. So we got to have a match, Mother. See, what we got to do to nail the game sales, we got to have a match, Mother. But Ishikar boy told her what to do and never forget. Ishikar's boy told her something in the 11th chapter, Mother. He said something, Mother, in the 11th chapter, and we have to always be able to get at it after he comes from there. And Job 11, verse 6, backed up with our brother Titus in 42, 24 off Sirach.
Yes, sir.
What do you read, Mother? Job 11, verse 6.
The book of Job, chapter 11, verse 6. "And that he would show thee the secret of wisdom, that they are double to that which is known. Therefore, that Yahweh exact of thee, less than thy iniquity sin deserve."
Oh, but the secret of wisdom is what, Mother? Again, what's the secret of wisdom again? The secret of wisdom is what?
And that he would show thee the secret of wisdom.
And what is that? Read.
That they are double.
Come on, young lion. Everything is what, Mother?
They are double.
Understand Yahuwah's word is what, Mother? What is it?
Double.
Excellent. See, that's the secret of wisdom right there. See, we love to bump the gong contest. Now, the secret of wisdom, understand one thing, when they drop that verse on you, yeah, but the book got a, what kind of meaning again, Mother? What kind of meaning it got to it?
A double meaning.
One word, a double. Come on, Bud Titus.
The book of Sirach this year, chapters 42, verse 24. "All things are double, one against another, and he had made nothing imperfect."
All right. So that if we know that, and they're going to try to hit you with, ain't nobody know his name. That's why we call him Jesus, because ain't no man know his name but himself. But now, if we know things is double, Brother Micaiah, then all we have to do is slide down. And the word we were looking for in 13 was his garment with a vessel dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of Yahweh the Father. Then that St. John 4:3 says, "Come in the Father's name." So the word we're looking for is something that will match this right here, and guess what? Will match this with no problem. Once they come up with the mail, and verse 16. Read that, Brother Micaiah, verse 16.
It's the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 16. 16, read. "And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings."
What?
"And Yahweh of Yahweh."
That's how you let them get on out there, young lion. They drop that on you and hem you all up in verse 12. Let them have that. And they understand one thing, the Bible have double, and they talk about the vessel He says the word of Yahweh, the Father. Then when you hit him with 16, you better make sure you got the door locked, because you let them have any room, they'll be 5 blocks down the street running. Yes, I am. That's why you're going to recognize who's who, and that's why you got to be clear on your position and those in leadership. You got it. You can't have no sound that come out. It's not. It got to be lined up with your book, especially in leadership. That's all he's saying. And Mother E, Mother Z, I know you heard enough to come on in and put commentary on what you heard, or whatever Almighty put on you. So Mother Z, I know you heard enough. You heard enough. Now, and let's see if we bring Mother Z in and get a commentary on her, or whatever the Almighty put on her to say. We'll bring Mother Z in. So when you meet the mother out of Kavanaugh with a loud voice, you say, Mother Z, tribe of Yadad Judah, getting ready to address over 500,000 plus on a commentary or whatever Yahweh put on her. Mother Z, Yahweh bless you and see you.
Yahweh bless and keep you, seal Israel, our royal seed. I'm going to read in Psalm chapter 32, starting at verse 1. Blessed is he whose transgression, sin, is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Verse 2. Blessed is the man unto whom the Yahweh imputed not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no doubt. Excuse me. Verse 3. When I keep silent, my bones wax old through my growing all the day long. Verse 4. For day and night they have thy hand was heavy upon me. My master is turned unto the wrath of summer. Verse 5. Shalom, summer. Shalom. Verse 5. I acknowledge my sin unto you, and my iniquity sin have I not hidden. I say I will confess my transgression unto the Yahweh, and God forgive the iniquity of my sin of my Shalom. Verse 6. For this shall everyone that is Yahweh pay unto you in a time where there might be found. That is in a time when they might be forgiven, such in the flood of great waters, they shall not come near unto him. Verse 7. There are many hidden places. There are my hidden places. They shall preserve me from trouble. They shall compare me a book about will songs and deliver songs of deliver touch. Shalot, verse 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way which thou should go, and I will guide you with my eyes. Verse 9. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which had no understanding, whose mouth must be kept in when bit and brawlers lead them come near unto you. Verse 10, my sorrow shall be to the wicked, but he that teach in the Yahweh, must shall come. Compared him about verse 11. Be glad in the Yahweh and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout of joy, for joy all ye that are upright in mind. And I just read the whole chapter Psalm chapter 32. And I just want to say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right there, Mother Z. All right there, Mother Z. Hallelujah, Yahweh on that. Now, Mother Z, in the book of Micah chapter 3, verse 1 and 8 and 9, and I'm going to get back, put this on tape, Mother E. In the book of Micah, M-I-C-A-H, chapter 3, verse 1, then skip down to verse 8 and 9. Can you help those say out there, Mother E? Micah, chapter 3, verse 1, 8 and 9, what it say?
Okay, the book of Micah, chapter 3, verse 1. And verse 8 and 9. Book of Micah, chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare.
Hold on, Mom. That's Malachi. I want Micah. M-I-C-A-H.
Micah. Okay,
Micah.
I know.
M-I-C-A-H.
And I say, here, I got it wrote. I don't know what I'm. Micah chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 8. It says, and I see Micah
and
chapter 3, verse 1. And I said, here, I pray you, O head of Israel, and ye prince of the family of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment? Verse 8 and verse 9. Verse 8, but truly I am full of power by the spirit of the Yahweh and of the judgment and of the might to declare unto Israel his transgression and to Israel his sin. Verse 9, hear this, I pray you, you heads of the family of Israel and prince of the family of Israel, that abhor judgment and prevent all iniquitous things.
Reverse that again, that mother.
Now, here's
reverse that again.
Oh, okay.
verse 8. Hear this, I pray you.
No, 8. What?
You in verse 8? But truly I am full of power. But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Yahweh and of the judgment and of mighty of might to declare unto Israel his transgression and to Israel his sin.
So he's saying that you got to be young lions. Do anybody want to break that down, young lions? What's going on in that verse number 8? I mean, yeah, verse 7. We want to break that verse down. What's going on in that verse?
Micah chapter 3, verse 8.
No, verse 7.
What is he saying in that verse 8? Young lions, what is he saying in 3:8? Micah chapter 3, verse 8. Saying you got power by the Spirit of Yahweh, the word of Yahweh. And of judgment and of might. He's supposed to declare to Israel their sin. He's supposed to let know Israel.
And who we telling to do that?
Micah the seer.
Micah the seer.
Yeah. That we telling to do that?
Israel.
Let's run to James, and we'll get a closing statement. In the book of James, Mother E, we want to look at something that's written in James. James made a profound statement, and I think he kind of broke that down a little bit. What did James say in James chapter 1, verse 22? Read verse 21 just to get warmed up, Mother E. James chapter 1, verse 21, down to verse 25 in a closing statement. What did it say there? Hey, Mother E, what did it say in James chapter 1, 21 to 25? Yeah, what did it say?
The book of James, chapter 1, verses 21 to 25. Verse 21. So, lay it forth all filthiness and superfluousness and receive with meekness the engrafting word which is able to save your soul. Verse 22.
Now, we're going to just help those see out. They said, Mother Red, where it says, to receive the engrafted word. What are they talking about? Now, what's he talking about? Hold that point. You see that word in the book St. John chapter 1 there, Brother Micaiah. And you see that word, I should put a little bit more to it, but I'm not. I just gonna go to St. John chapter 1. To see that word in St. John chapter 1. I would do a little bit more, but I just go to St. John chapter 1, Brother Micaiah. And I looked, read down at a verse, 1, chapter 1, verse number 11. I make it 12.
Okay.
1, 11, and 12. St. John 1, 11, and 12. Brother Micaiah, what it say?
Okay, the book of St. John, chapter 1, verse 11 and verse 12. Verse 11 reads.
Yes, sir.
He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the son of Yahuwah, even to them that believe on his name.
Good. All right, mother, come on back, mother. So we find out that in Jack the Word, which is able to save your soul, and the only one got that, mother, all one can claim that kind of talk, Brother Titus, is through chapter 9. Only one can save some souls, because he got the power to do something. And the 9th chapter of Romans, he got the power to do what? That we can read. He got the power to do something that we can read. And what he got the power to do in verse 2, 9 verse 2? What he got the power to do, 9, 2, and 6. 9, verse 2, and verse 6.
The book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 2, and verse 6.
Matthew.
Oh, Matthew.
Nigga, Matthew's in our young line. Yeah, Matthew 9, 2. So who got this power of this adopted word to save your soul? Who this got that kind of power? Matthew 9, verse 2 and 6.
The book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 2 and verse 6. The book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 2 reads, "And behold, look, they brought to him a man sick of palsy, lying on the bed. And Yahuwah the Son, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of a good cheer, your sins be forgiven you." Verse 6 reads, "But that they may know that the Son of Man have power on earth to forgive sin."
Good, right there. So so this injected word is able to save your soul, because the only way your soul going to be saved, you can't be sinned against him. No, you can't sin against him, and your soul going to be saved. So you
right.
got to, this man got the power to, so this injected word, season drop the word will tell you what to do, what not to do, and that's why it's so important that unfriendly tell you, thou shalt not do this. Matter of fact, read what it says, Joel 1:13, should unfriendly tell you, thou shalt not. What does it say, Brother Titus in 1:13, Joel?
Okay, back to Joel, chapter 1, verse 13. "Gird yourself and labor, ye priests, how, ye ministers of the altar. Come lie all night."
you see, them princes there remind you of his words, say what leadership got to do. See, them princes will tell you, and princes say, "Wait a minute, thou shalt not." You know, if you're going to teach this, you got to lead by example. Hey, mother, what's going on in verse 22?
The book of James, chapter 1.
James. Yeah, what's going on in 1:22? Down to verse 25. In the closing statement.
22. James chapter 1, verse 22 to 25. James chapter 1, verse 22. But ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Verse 23. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Verse 24. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. Verse 25. But whoso looketh unto the perfect law, to the instruction of liberty, and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds.
Oh, so his man will be blessed if he, his man will be blessed if he a what, mother?
In his deeds. This man shall be blessed in his deeds.
Yeah, by being what?
Being a doer. By being a doer of the word.
Oh. Oh. There you go, mother. That's when you get, that's when you get the blessing. You got to be a what again, mother?
A doer.
Excellent. Close the baby until Wednesday night, 2 o'clock, come on. Close his baby until Wednesday night, 2 o'clock. Come on, that mother. Excellent.
Oh, thank you, praise Yahweh, for this class, and thank you, praise Yahweh, for the fear. I've been praising Yahweh for the ones that's in the class. And I'd just like to say to the class, to hold on and don't give up. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's right, mother. That's right. Don't give up. Hold on. And that's what it's all about. Now, Brother Micaiah, we want to run back to that St. John chapter 1. And we're going to look at that 1, 2, and 3. 1, 2, and 3. And we want to hear some out of this 1, 2, and 3. St. John chapter 1, 2, and 3. And Brother Titus had me 1 John 1, 2, and 3. And I want to hear the connection out of this. When Brother Micaiah can read in the Gospels, the full Gospel 1, 2, and 3. I want 1 John 1, 2, and 3. I want to see which one of you going to break out and tell me what we just got to read after 1, 2, and 3 is read. What does it say that, Brother Micaiah? St. John 1, 2, and 3 says what?
The book of St. John, chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1 reads, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with Yahweh, and the Word was Yahweh. Verse 2. The same was in the beginning with Yahweh.
But hold on. Take your time and read verse 1 again. Read,
okay.
I want you to kind of like the great meal. I want you to look at that verse 1, because you know they got a teaching going out that this is Joseph's kid right here. And we found out some things right here that we talking some great big talk right here in verse 1. But maybe give a little more clarification on verse 1 if you take your time and break it down after you read it again.
Okay. The book of St. John, chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word
was
with.
Stop it there. No, right there. What that mean right there? In the beginning was the Word. Hold that point. Read verse 14 and then we come right back.
All right. Verse 14. The book of St. John, chapter 1, verse 14 reads, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory.
Okay, good, 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 good. So this Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. But Brother Titus, what it says in 5:36 and 37 of St. John?
Yes, sir. Going to John chapter 5:36 and 37.
Yeah, what it say?
The book of righteous, beloved John, chapter 5:36 and 37. But I have greater witness than that of John, and of the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. In 37.
Mm-hmm.
And the Father himself,
yeah, right,
which has sent me, hath borne witness of me. He hath neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape.
So when we read it, in the beginning was this word, and what it says, Titus 1:18 of St. John.
Okay, John, going back to John, Gospel chapter 1, verse,
yeah,
18.
St. John 1:18. Yeah, what it say in 1:18?
John chapter 1, verse 18 reads, no man hath seen Yahweh the Father at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he had declared him.
Hmm. So in 4:44 says what again? St. John 4:44?
John chapter 4.
And 46.
Verse 44.
Yeah, 4 and 46. 44 and 46.
John chapter 4, verse 44 and 46. John chapter 4, verse 44. When Yahweh the Son himself testified that his seer had no honor in his own
country.
What
do you read? Wait, what do you read? What are you reading?
John chapter 4.
Make it 6. I mean 6. Thank you, Mubby. Mubby says 6, verse 6. 44. I mean 6,
yes,
44, 46. Thank you, that Mubby.
Thank you. John chapter 6, verse 44 and 46. No man can come to me except the Father, which has sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Verse 46 reads,
uh-huh,
not that any man has seen Yahweh the Father, save he, who deserves Yahweh the Father. He has seen the Father.
So the only one seen the Father is who?
Yahweh the Son.
Oh yeah. So come on back with that, Brother Mackay, with all that ammunition, and come on back to that St. John 1:1, that first verse, and hit those see on that first verse.
All right.
We go to the second.
All right. The book of St. John, chapter 1, verse 1 down to 3. Verse 1 reads, in the beginning was the Word, Yahweh the Son. And the Word, Yahweh the Son, was with Yahweh the Father. And the Word, Yahweh the Son, was Yahweh the Father. Verse 2. The same was
wait
in the beginning.
Wait a minute, hold on. The word was Yahweh the Father? What's that supposed to mean? We stuck again, huh? Because he's a people come up now. He's come up. Now, when it come up now, you have to take a deep breath and say, let's run to 14, verse 8, and see what he's talking about. The Word was Yahweh the Father. So now you have to take a deep breath. You have to take a deep breath and say, well, Brother Titus, let's go to 14, verse 8 of St. John, and maybe you can break that down with what they're saying there. See, what is they saying by the Word was Yahweh the Father? So now you got to go and do a little precept and get understanding. So we go on a precept in, St. John 14, verse 8, 19, what it say?
Okay, John chapter 14, verse 8 through 10.
Yes.
John chapter 14, verse 8 reads, Philip said to him, Yahweh, the Son, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Verse 9, Yahweh the Son said to him, Have I been so long time with you, and you yet has not known me, Philip? He has seen me, has seen the Father. How seest you then? Show us the Father. Verse 10.
So what is he saying? He's saying, Brother McKay, what he's saying is Luke. He's saying, I am the father of what? What he's saying in Luke 3, he said, yeah, I'm the father. Yeah, I am the father, but I'm the father of what? 338.
Luke
338. Yeah, I'm the father. But I'm the father of what? Huh?
The book of Luke, chapter 3, verse 38 reads, which was the son of Enoch, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of Yahweh, the son.
So what is he saying he the father of?
The creation. The son of Adam.
He's saying, I'm the father of the creation. That's what he said. Yeah, I'm Yahweh the father of the creation. See, that's what he's saying. I'm the father of this creation. I'm the one that made Adam. I'm Adam's daddy. Why you asking me to show mankind that I'm Adam's daddy? But he made it plain in the 14th chapter, Brother Micaiah. He says something that we always never forget in 14:28 of St. John. But we got to have scriptures to keep on popping that book to come out from under that 1-1. But we can't say that 1-1 parakeet it unless we got backup. But what is he saying? 14:28, Brother Micaiah, what is he saying?
Look at St. John chapter 14, verse 28 reads, You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I.
You say that. So he's saying, I'm the Father, but Father over me. But I'm the father of Adam and his creation. That's what he's saying. But the best of them can't get out of there unless they study this tape real good, then they'll be able to put it together, you know. But see, that's our job, to put it out there. You remember we read over there in that Micah chapter 4, verse 6. What did it say again there, Bud Titus and Michael? Malachi 4, 6, what was it saying?
I'm going back to Malachi, chapter 4. Back to Malachi, chapter 4. Malachi, chapter 4, verse 6. Read. And he shall turn the mind of the fathers to the children, and the mind of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
So what is he saying there, Brother Micaiah? What is he saying in Ezekiel 33, verse 32 and 33? What is he saying? What is he saying that we can read?
Yeah.
Ezekiel 33, verse 32 and 33. What is he saying there? What is he saying?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verses 32 and 33. 32 reads, And lo, you are unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice, and can play well on an instrument. For they hear your words, but they do them not. Verse 33, And when this come to pass, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a seer hath been among them.
Yeah, sooner or later they're going to recognize what Hosea is saying in 1:11 Brother Titus in the closing statement, 1:11. Yeah, so sooner or later they're going to recognize that the Bible going to tell a story, just how you break it down. So Hosea 1:11 says, well, let's read a little bit in the closing statement.
Mm-hmm. The book of Hosea, the seer, chapter 1, verse 11. Then to the children of Judah, the southern kingdom, and the children of Israel, the northern kingdom, be gathered together and appoint themselves one head, and they should come up mm-hmm. out of the land. For great shall be the day of Jezreel.
So what you got to do in verse 11 and closing statement there, Brother Titus, you got to do what?
Hosea the seer, chapter 1, verse 7. But I will have mercy upon the nation of...
Hold on. No, 1:11. 1:11 and closing statement. What you got to do, just give me a paraphrase real quick, a parakeet. Do something 1:11 and get it out the way.
Hosea the seer, chapter 1, verse 11.
Give me something. Yeah, give me some on verse 11. Don't just read it to me. Go give me some on verse 11. Don't parakeet it by me. What they're saying?
Okay. The children of Judah are the southern kingdom, and the children of Israel, the northern kingdom, they're going to be gathered together. They're going to be at point.
Yeah.
And one head.
What's that supposed to mean? And what's that supposed to mean in the closing statement? What's that supposed to mean?
They're going to be one head. They're going to be as one nation. They're going to be coming together as one nation. It won't be divided as two kingdoms.
How do you get understanding, Brother Micaiah? Let's go to 37 chapter Ezekiel. Because you're parakeeting there. You're parakeeting. How do you get understanding? Through the precept, right?
Right.
Come on, Brother Micaiah, give me a... Give me Ezekiel 37:15-17. We'll close out. So you're parakeeting.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 15-17. Verse 15 reads, the word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying, verse 16, moreover, you son of man, take you one stick and write upon it for Yahdazuda and for the children of Israel, his companion. Then take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, the 10 northern tribes, and for all the house of Israel, his companion. Verse 17. And join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in your hand.
And who hand? And they should be coming with one in whose hand?
One in your hand, talking to the seer's hand.
Yeah, that is.
Oh, now come on back and read 1:11. 1:11 again, Brother Titus. Read 1:11 again to Hosea in the closing statement.
Okay, back to Hosea chapter 1. Back to Hosea chapter 1, verse 11. Hosea chapter 1, verse 11. Read. Hosea chapter 1, verse 11. Then shall the children of Judah and the children of Israel be gathered together and appoint themselves one head, and they shall come up out of the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel.
Now, do you want to retract your statement, or you want to, what do you want to do on that? What do you want to do with that, Brother Titus?
Well, we read in Ezekiel 37. They're going to be, so they're talking about, that's the precept of Ezekiel 37. But it's going to be one here. The northern, the southern, the northern king.
Yeah. Oh, that ain't going to be one head. Come on, Brother Micaiah. What you get out of that, Brother Micaiah? I heard what Brother Micaiah just said. What you get out of that?
Well, Yahweh going to bring back the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom back together And it's got to be one on the one name, one head, and the spirit got a job to do is to take that stick, that staff, and bring the northern kingdom, southern kingdom, lock them in, and bring them back under one head and one name.
We'll leave it right there. Give me a closing statement, Brother Titus and Brother Makai. Give me y'all back-to-back closing statement. We'll leave it right there. Y'all study that tape, and I'm going to put the aisle suspect on both of y'all. Come on.
All right.